Get in the van, game. We're going soft.
WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post-show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Mystery boxes, mystery men, and chamber qualify matches. It's Monday night. It's a Raw post show. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLiveChat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen or subscribe for the regular way, like Matt did for 79 months. Thank you, Matt. You can also use credit card Rocket Stock or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite shop. Or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite shop with hashtag every partner. I am the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
Oh, they lit things up tonight, didn't they?
They sure did. So let's get the qualifying matches out of the way, shall we? It was Asuka, Natty, and Bayley in a triple threat qualifying match for the Women's Elimination Chamber, which saw Asuka get the win.
Wasn't terribly surprising, but also a little bit.
So this Natty character.
Yeah, this Natty character.
She needs a better entrance. Look better on the independent or AAA or wherever where she had the dudes. She needs the dudes. They gotta get her some locals every week to walk her to the ring.
I told you, it looks better when she has like the lights down and stuff.
It's not
it
even
looks way better.
It's not even the lights. She needs
and the dudes.
She needs the dudes. She needs the training camp people. Like, she needs the dudes to look like an MMA badass fighter coming out of the dungeon like she's trying to pull off. If she didn't lose, I mean, she lost, but she didn't take the fall. Maxine and Natty fought, too, on the stage. And yeah, it was what it was. The match was fine.
I think my one concern about this, like the Natty character, the match was fine and the match was whatever, is that there was a little bit of hype if you pay attention to sort of like the indies and like what Natty was doing. Because I think there was a very serious effort by her to go out and reinvent herself a little bit on the indies. And do something that is completely different than what she was traditionally doing on TV, right? And for one reason or another, we don't know why, WWE was finally like, okay, let's bring it to TV. Whether she pitched it, whether they pitched it, I have no idea. But like, they decided to bring this character to TV. And if you know anything about the character, you know that she's like foul-mouthed and she's very hyper-aggressive. Like, she's essentially the 180 of the Natty that we typically see. And I'm not seeing that same level of like aggression in her. And there's kind of, I will agree, there are massive presentation issues with it. And to me, it's like, what is the point of doing the character switch if you're going to treat it like this? Like, if the entire point is to reinvent Natty and like have her be more than what she is, then why would you disservice her like this?
Them just giving in to her and putting the character on television, which she wanted to do. But on the indies, she's not. She has more freedom to do things elsewhere than she does here because there's television limitations on what she can do here.
I don't disagree with that. But the problem is then what's the point? If also, you can't present the character in a proper manner, don't bring it to TV.
That's that. And she should also just be beating up people every week. You want to get it over.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, Natty is not fighting for the world title. Natty is not fighting for the WWE Championship. Natty is not fighting for the U.S. title. Natty is not fighting for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania. Those are not anywhere near where she's going to be. She brought the character into this company at the wrong time.
Yeah, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. I mean, I think because we all tried to justify it with, like, the debut in the Rumble. And it's like, okay, it looks like they're going to do something with Natty, maybe. Because they brought the character out at Rumble. It was a good time to debut it for her. Because you can, like, have it out there. You can kind of do a little bit of a soft launch on it. Instead of doing, like, the really hard launch that they would normally do. But they've just, it's just been disappointing. And they've kind of put her back in that orbit of Maxine, which, no offense to Maxine, but if you're going to go to this effort for Natty, she needs to be higher. She needs to kind of, like I said, she needs to be more aggressive, and she just needs to walk out and basically look at Stephanie Vaquer and be like, bitch, let's go.
But she's not in that
program. I want you.
She's not in that program.
She's not right in now. That program, but that, I understand that. But that's where she should be. No offense to Liv Morgan. But, like, that's where they should have put the character, or position that character maybe targeting, like, a Becky Lynch. You know, put her almost in immediate title contention.
Which they did, and then they went, well, time to start the AJ Lee program again. So we're gonna put a brakes on Natty and Becky for AJ Lee, which is the smarter decision, by the way.
Oh, it's absolutely the smarter decision. Like, I am not questioning that at all. I'm just, to me, it's like, essentially for poor Natty, wrong place, wrong time, you know? And that's all there is to it. And I kind of wish they had held off on this until later.
Or
when they could do it, you know?
Or like, just get her in the ring, 2-minute matches, beat up some women. You have hundreds. You have a whole line of them in NXT. Every week, let her, the veteran, beat up the new girl from NXT. Does it hurt the new girl? It only helps Natty. Fly one in every week. They have plenty of them. Doesn't have to be ones on television. There's plenty in there's plenty in the PC.
And if you don't have one, you can find one locally.
Exactly. But you bring them in, have her whoop their ass, 2-minute matches, so you don't expose the girls on television. She looks like a badass. 3 months later, after WrestleMania season, Natty's just gone through 12 weeks of opponents. She looks dominant. A contender for any championship. Shocking. I know. Simple booking. Anyway, you mentioned Liv Morgan.
I did.
You mentioned Stephanie Vaquer. Liv was being interviewed by Michael Cole. Dom was there too. She's not rushing her decision. Stephanie came into the room. She spoke Spanish. Dom spoke Spanish. Stephanie basically said she's going to show Liv Morgan what a real champion is. Liv started crying. And that's what happened. Apparently, you can watch the full translated version of it on WWE's social. If I knew what she said, I'd be cool with it, but I didn't press option 2. I didn't know what the Spanish was. Kind of heard it. That's just me. Liv was selling it. Yeah, she cried. I mean, you know, she probably said something mean. I couldn't tell you.
I don't speak Spanish. I know one bad word in Spanish, and I don't think she said that one.
Then who knows? It was what it was. We're stretching it out before they make the decision. Penta and El Grande Americano fought for a shot at the Intercontinental Championship of Dominic Mysterio. Penta gets the win. When the original El Grande Americano came up and had a distraction of the current Americano, and Penta hit the Springboard Mexican Destroyer, which was awesome for the win. So Penta versus Dom is this. Okay, we've seen it. It'll be a good one again. Maybe they finally take the belt off of Dom at some point.
He's the eternal champion at this point.
My gut. This is my gut. Javon's the Intercontinental Champion of WrestleMania. Just my gut. My gut's telling me. Speaking of Javon, he took Gunther and Dominic Mysterio in the main event of Monday Night Raw in an Elimination Chamber qualifying match. Dom had no backup, and we'll tell you why in a bit. But Dragon Lee took out Gunther Javon Evans beat Dominic Mysterio and is headed to the Elimination Chamber. So number one, he pinned the Intercontinental Champion, so that should get him a shot at the Intercontinental title at some point there for WrestleMania. And two, he's in the chamber. That's pretty cool. Because three, Javon's going to jump off the top of the chamber and do the OG cutter somehow. And we're all going to go, holy shit, at Elimination Chamber.
You know, like you do.
But Gunther didn't win the match.
I was a little surprised. I'm going to be real. Like, they actually got me. I was like, oh, Gunther didn't win. That's interesting.
Because they didn't have an easy out for Chamber. Because then he would actually have to be pinned. And they weren't trying to pin him.
Fair.
Here, Dragon Lee was the cause of it and got him out of the match. Speaking of Gunther, the man he retired at Royal Rumble will have a tribute next week in Atlanta on Monday Night Raw.
Yay.
You can go to the tribute of AJ Styles next week on Raw.
Nope, I can't. I can't afford to go. Do you know how expensive the tickets are?
Hey, they had a weekend, the Valentine's Day weekend sale for WrestleMania tickets. Ha ha. 25% off.
I saw that.
You know how that goes. Anyway, Monday Night Raw kicked off with the Usos, interrupted by Paul Heyman and The Vision, who were then interrupted by Adam Pearce, Mystery Man Talk, all the thing. Heyman wanted Bronson Reed in Elimination Chamber right away, and no, he has to qualify next week on Raw. LA Knight stormed out. He wanted to fight them. He wanted Reed in the chamber so he could put him through all the metal. And then they created a six-man tag, the Usos and LA Knight, yeah, taking on The Vision, with The Vision winning.
It's so unfortunate about Braun. It's just so, so, so ungodly unfortunate about Braun.
Yeah, well,
like, I really kind of hate it for him.
The Vision has been snakebitten. They had Seth Rollins. He got hurt, so they had to remove him and put Logan Paul in his place. Then Braun Breaker, who was going to be the future and the base of the group, got injured.
Oh.
So now there's two people injured. Now Logan Paul's yelling at Michael Cole to get stomped by the Mystery Man. But who's the Mystery Man? Vision want to know. They're very mad about it. Adam Pearce is mad. He wants to know about it. So who's the Mystery Man?
Your dad.
No, it's not him. We'll see. I mean, it was going to be Seth Rollins. Who knows if it's still going to be Seth Rollins? Oh, I know who it should be.
You don't know the answer.
I have an answer for you. Okay?
Okay.
So, I don't know where. I don't know when. But Logan Paul's going to get stomped again. Logan Paul needs his WrestleMania match. And there's all this talk on the internet of who it's going to be, right? It's all in the gossip sheets. Not the dirt sheets, the gossip sheets.
Mm-hmm.
The Mystery Man's going to be Bad Bunny, imagine.
I've seen that rumor. I mean, I wouldn't say no to San Bonito. I would not. But I he might be a tad busy. I don't know. But I mean, if they want to have like Bad Bunny come in and kick the shit out of like Logan Paul, okay, all right. I think we would all be down for that. All things considered.
Bad Bunny becomes the Mystery Man taking out Logan Paul. I think you can work that in somewhere. I think you can work it in. Be fun. Speaking of Adam Pearson being mad about things, there was a box that was delivered to Raw. Technically, delivered to WWE. But it says, do not open until 2/28/26. Which just so happens to be Elimination Chamber. So Adam Pearce sent the box to SmackDown, so let Nick Aldis deal with it. Who could it be? What could it be? Last year's chamber got hyped up by The Rock. This year we're getting the mystery box. They're all on the same level.
So we have a mystery man and we have a mystery man and we have a mystery box.
Yes.
Do we need Scooby-Doo?
We may.
And the mystery machine?
We might.
Okay.
But we all know who's in the box, right? You know who's in the box, right?
I hope nobody, because that's going to get stuffy if they're left in there for like a couple weeks.
But it might not be a person. It might be one of their items. Could be a tree that you can learn from.
We're not starting this again. We're not. We're not going down this road again, Rock. We're not going to do it.
You know what it could be in the box? The Geritron 12,000. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
Can I mute you on this call? Can I mute you? Do I have that power on this call?
No. No, you do not. Good job, though. Could be the Geritron 12,000.
I thought I had gotten away with it. I thought I was free. I thought I had gotten away from it. God damn it! Like, we're past the Royal Rumble. I thought it was over.
It's never over.
I'm never free.
CM Punk came to the ring. He talked about Adam Pearce accusing him of putting the WrestleMania main event in jeopardy by agreeing to face Finn Balor. sports teams have to qualify for the playoffs, but that doesn't mean, hey, don't have to show up and play for the rest of the games. Finn Balor showed up. He had Dominic and the returning JD with him.
Hey.
Finn Balor talked about, don't worry about being beat up. We're not here for that. We're not here to fight. We're just going to tell you, you know, things. You know, best in the world means, you know, by fighting people, the grapplers in Europe. Fighting in dojos in Japan. Fighting luchadors in Mexico. All that leads to being the real best in the world. And that's me right here. Punk asked why he had backup. Because the real best in the world doesn't need backup. You did it on your own. And called Judgment Day dead weight. Punk said mock Dom for wearing two titles he never defends. And McDonough has a hard time entering because of the size of a head, which led to a bobblehead chant. But he's going to, you know, he talks about, you know, he does stupid things sometimes. So he turned his back on the Judgment Day. Take the best shot. He doesn't need to prove that he's the best in the world. But maybe you do. McDonough wanted to go after Punk. Balor was holding him back a few times. And then Punk left.
Did leave.
He did. Later, in the clubhouse, Dom was comforting Liv, who was crying still. Raquel was going to take care of her. JD was yelling at Finn. They had seen him Punk, you know, surrounded. Balor said he's trying to do it by himself. JD said, I'm trying to make sure you win the World Heavyweight Championship. I'm going to do it by myself. And Dom was all like, guys, I still have a match. Which is why he had no backup in the main event. Solid stuff. Trying to push the match. It's working. We're seeing Finn sort of becoming more...
It's definitely solid stuff.
More Finn-like than he has been in a while.
He's definitely getting more aggressive again, which is good. He's like, for a long time, Finn's just been coasting, right? Because he's been in the Judgment Day. He's been the leader. There's been a lot of back and forth. And he's been allowed to like kind of coast and ride that for a while. And now it's, all right, I'm going to get serious again. And I'm going to start really pushing again, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just, I like that he wants to do it on his own, because I think it's the Judgment Day are a problem because they've been helping him essentially this whole time. And so I think for him, it's a good thing to sort of like try to do it on his own. But at the same time, it's like you could have a little help. But I think this is going to be the purge of like Finn Balor in terms of him leaving the Judgment Day.
Babyface Finn, it's going to be a slow burn, but it's coming.
I'm ready for it. I'm so ready for it.
Rhea and Io were backstage interviewed by Byron Saxton. They talked about their road to WrestleMania and the title defenses in the Elimination Chamber and how Io's going to win next week and they're going to be in the chamber. Kabuki Warriors showed up. So neither one of them are going to win it because Asuka's in it. And they're going to make sure Asuka is champion and no one's ready for the chamber. Solid. Got him on the show.
It's a nice follow-up to Asuka's win. It's just a keeping things moving along type thing. So worked.
AJ Lee was in the ring. She talked about her past and how, you know, she made the pink butterfly titles the only title that women could fight for when she was last in the WWE. And she wore it proud. She made that title. Yeah, I'm not modest. I know exactly who the hell I am. Might be her first match in 11 years, singles match. But there was a women's division before and after her, and that was her gift to the locker room. She said she wants to fight Bayley, Lyra, Rhea, Io, Kabuki Warriors, Judgment Day, Charlotte, Alexa. But for now, all roads lead back to Becky. She's soon just mad because, well, she sells more merch and the fans like her more and all these things. And it's not her fault because she gave Becky a 10-year head start. AJ said if she wins, walks out of Elimination Chamber of Victoria, she will walk to WrestleMania as the Intercontinental Champion. And, you know, but that's then. This is now. So Becky Boo Boo, come on out. So Becky Boo Boo came on out. Corey Graves and Michael Cole got in line about the Becky's. Bexies, whatever they were called, the awards Becky was giving out on social today. Cole drops a line about how they were voted on by 29 people because he got like worst announcer or something. And Corey got in a jab. Well, maybe they should start a newsletter. Little bit of a dig there. I liked it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Becky Lynch came out, talked about she mocked AJ Lee for thinking she would just have a title run. You think you're just going to have a title run? That's not what this is all about. You're going to use an opportunity for Lee to gather her friends and family and anyone dumb enough to like her. To give her a send-off because she never had a retirement match. You know, she talked about all you've been doing is writing comic book books. And, you know, after this match, you're going to dictate to the computer what you're going to say because you're going to be in a body cast. AJ says they could save the title match for Chicago, but Becky Boo Boo, get in the ring. Let's throw some hands. So Becky gets all fired up, like, come on, come on. And then she gets in there and is like, you think I'm stupid? Like, I'll give you the first swing. She gets in the ring. She's ready to go and ready to take a shirt. I'll even put my hands behind my back, Becky Boo Boo. And then Becky's like, I'm not following your game because if I beat you up, then you have an excuse why you lost the Elimination Chamber and all these things. So I'm not fighting here in Memphis. And she stormed to the back. Another good way to continue on the feud. The Becky Boo Boo line was good.
It's just the continued taunting and the building. Not that this really needs a lot of build. Again, it's another one of those that AJ Lee versus Becky Lynch, done. Sold. Let's go. So I do appreciate that they're trying to keep the fire lit and keep it going. And you have them trading insults back and forth. Becky is just like owning the shit out of this character. And it's a perfect foil to AJ in terms of what they're doing. It's all running so beautifully. And I cannot wait for the match. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and she catches it. It works because this is just the first step in the program of insults, because there's going to be more, because they're going to WrestleMania. So you can't just sort of like fire all the shots today. You kind of need more shots for the other 60 days.
Yeah, it's a slow burn. It's a slow build.
It is. But that was Raw. Solid show.
Very solid show. There, you can tell that they're building for Rumble and beyond, which I appreciate.
Chamber.
So we're starting to see the road to WrestleMania map out. Mania and Chamber. But we're starting to see it map out. And I'm curious to see if they pivot at all on this road, because I don't know how well their Valentine's Day sale did. But I guess we'll find out.
Just announce the matches, and the people will come.
We hope.
Anyway, that'll do it for Raw Post Show Live right here on Raw Talk right now. We're back Thursday live. We'll be back.
That's right. We'll tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have a discussion or topic or something. But it's the Rack Thursday night. 10 p.m. Eastern right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
This is Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio Sunday Night for sure. We're back with Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview Elimination Chamber. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, when Raw ends, to talk all about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, so it's Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen, support channel for free. You can also use credit code Rock and Sock or
Lin's M. Mord.
In the Fortnite app shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@Lin's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero.
We will see you Thursday for the Rack and right back here every Monday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.